Amber Schmaker, and this is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by the Regroup Advisors. You know, there's a lot of challenging parts of sales for sure, and you're never guaranteed what your income is going to be from one day to the next, one month to the next. So one of the most important things is to accurately forecast what you can reasonably expect per month, per quarter, and so forth. So it's very important that you spend a lot of time with that and be realistic about it as you go through the process. So I've kind of learned some things over the years that have helped me kind of keep my goals in check and be realistic about where I'm going to be, and kind of wanted to share some of those with you today. So I think the first thing that you need to do is kind of break them into three different buckets. I think the first group is those that have shown some really strong buying signs and you feel like there's a pretty realistic chance they're going to close within the next month, 2 months, you know, something in that time frame. Kind of put those in one group and make sure to stay on top of those. And a big part of that is understanding your sales process. Some are quicker sales where, you know, it doesn't take a long time for the client to give you an answer. So kind of put those in those group. If you're someone that has a longer sales cycle, then you maybe want to put them into a different group. But, you know, the first group is ones that you feel really, really confident about closing fairly soon. Second group is a group that showed buying signs for some point of the year, and you're very confident that they will close down their own. The timing just wasn't right at that given time. Maybe they were going through some renovations on their building and had other expenses coming in right at that time that was going to cause this to get pushed down the road. But you feel every bit as good that they're going to close as the people in the first group. But this group and the second group is further down the road. So you kind of put them in that area. Lastly is sort of like the long shots, or those that you felt pretty good about the meeting that just were not at all ready right now. You don't really know exactly when in the future they're going to be ready, but it was a good enough conversation that you do want to keep them in your funnel to follow up with down the road. So, but you should analyze that literally every day. Analyze all three buckets every day. Things can move in and out of there rather quickly. Things happen fast in the sales cycle sometimes. So, but it's important, I think, to break them into those three categories and really only put people in that first bucket that you have super confidence are going to close. A great full pipeline sure looks good at the time, but it looks worse to have final sales numbers that come nowhere near close to that. That's been another Tuesday Tidbit presented by the Regroup Advisors, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Business Plain and Simple Tuesday Tidbits by Regroup Advisors and don't want to miss future topics, well, like and follow us wherever you get your podcast. Interested in learning how Regroup Advisors can help your company? Contact us at info@regroupadvisors.com or online at regroupadvisors.com.